Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Scott Hillen with Kevin Flynn today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is off. Our super producer, Chris Larson, booking all these great guests, keeping things rolling on time. And, of course, Daniel answers the call. Dan, the man, on the phones when you call. We're going to do a little radio graffiti to the bottom of the hour, meaning we have open phone time, and whatever it is you would like to visit about, you can. Dick Morris at the bottom of the hour on his new book, The Return. Trump's big 2024 comeback, he says it's a done deal. Jim, the flagpole guy, will be here for an update on spreading patriotism across the northern plains. We're going to talk to Congressman Kelly Armstrong next hour. Any questions you have for him, welcome on the program. Your money, your questions answered by Brian Crock, certified financial planner, financial advisor with Raymond James Financial Services, managing partner at Collins & Crock. Market is down 629 points right now, which means likely... This is rebound somehow. Fifth day in a row of losses. Is this the bottom? It's such a topsy-turvy market, and so a good chance to ask your questions of Brian Cronk. Get him in now. If you'd like, by text 701-237-1590. Speaking of text, the text question of the day, where should we go to the fair tomorrow? Where would be the best place to visit? I'm thinking somewhere in I call it the food fair. What do you call it? Like the... Where all the food trucks are. All the food at the fair.
Yeah, it's the food.
The food.
The food court or whatever.
Yeah.
The food area.
It's kind of a food court.
It's kind of everywhere, there. Though. It's, yeah, there's
Should we go there?
So much good stuff.
Should we go to the 4-H to check out all the good work the kids are doing? There's the animal barn they're doing there, which is great fun. Nice education effort they've undertaken there. Whatever. You tell us. Maybe we should do it from the Ferris wheel. Text this answer. 2-701-237-1590. Today's prize for a lucky texter or a first-time caller, either one, if you want to answer it by being a first-time caller today, pair of sandals from MyPillow. That's right. It's summer. MyPillow. Mike Lindell's done it again. Sandals. So text in your answer, 701-237-1590, or... If you're a first-time caller, you're in the drawing at 701-258-0550. Radio graffiti just simply means whatever's on your mind. It doesn't, you know, just stream of consciousness, whatever you think we should be talking about, we're not talking about, give us a call at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Saturday at the Red River Valley Fair, the 10 best days of summer are underway in West Fargo. Parmalee, Maddie and Tay, and Larry Fleet. And we have how many tickets to give away, Kev?
We have two pair.
We have two pair
I'm
of tickets.
I'm holding a pair in my hot little hand if you're watching on the stream.
There you
they
go.
Are, right there.
There he's got them right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Parmalee, these guys. You know,
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't
They've had a bunch of hits, and this is their biggest one.
What you call your imperfect.
affections I call beautiful, babe.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, there is. They and Maddie and Tay are just a great story, you know?
Well,
it happened.
We love country music. Tonight, by the way, King and Country at the fair.
Very inspirational.
Should be great. Bumper music today from this trio. We'll get all three of them in there today on the program. And if you'd like a pair of tickets, the next two callers that call 701, you got to call Kev directly, okay? 701-271-1100. That's the telephone number, 701-271-1100. The next two callers, we're doing it right out of the chute, making it nice and easy for you. Pair of tickets on us for Saturday night's trio. Parmalee, Maddie, and Tay, and Larry Fleet at the Red River Valley Fair.
Call right now.
Call right now.
701-271-1100. That's my direct line. First two calls. Man, you got to be quick.
701.
Oh, they're ringing.
271-1100. Phone is ringing right now. So phone us up. And Kevin will tell us who the lucky winners are here coming up in just a little bit, okay? All right. What else is on your mind today? Besides the fact that we're going to be at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, and you can suggest where we had a broadcast from with Senator Kevin Cramer for the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. Peter Navarro will also be here, one of President Trump's most trusted advisors. I was most impressed with Peter Navarro in his advice to President Donald Trump related to trade. It was one of the reasons that we were bold. He's a big-time America First guy. And the nice thing about President Trump is he surrounded himself with the careful picks that he did, like a Steve Bannon, who would be almost a polar opposite of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in some ways. He got the yin and the yang, and he made the decision. Bannon, for instance, was in there to say, here's every promise you made. Let's check them off when you do them, but let's do them. Peter Navarro was America First. He also, by the way, was a supply chain guy who said during COVID, we're not going to be short of PPE. We're not going to be short of anything we need to do this job. Let's get a ship here. Let's get a Navy ship out here and use it as a floating hospital in New York City. This is the kind of guy he was. He would break some China. There's no doubt about it. Who's our lucky winners, Kev?
Well, we got Mike Hushley. Mike Hushley, who's was caller one, and Dan is here. Dan, you're caller two. You want to go to Parmalee and Maddie and Tay and Larry Fleet on Friday night?
Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Would love to.
Where are you calling from, Dan?
I'm out on the road on my way to Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Aberdeen, South Dakota. That's great. I haven't been to Aberdeen for a long, long time. What's the best part about Aberdeen?
Well, I'm in sales, so I go on a run there every Thursday, so I'm just on my way there.
Good,
nice little town.
Good clients for you down there? Good people?
Very good. Got a few of them, yes.
That's beautiful. Well, the tickets are yours for Saturday night. Mike, Dan, both got the set. Way to go.
Yep, you're all set. Just when you get back to town, Jamie will have it down at the front desk at the radio station here in Fargo, all right?
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
All right. They'll be right there at the front desk, 2852 Thunder Road South, Fargo, North Dakota. Jason, somewhere in the great state of North Dakota. Where are you calling from, Jason?
Well, today I'm in Washington. I'm a truck driver. I call you quite often. But my deal is in this country is, you know, we all stand around and make fun of China and we make fun of Russia. But you know what? They're not the dumb as we think they are. They actually control their borders, and they actually don't let you come in their country, and they actually take care of stuff. Everybody's in this big uproar about this broad playing basketball, going back to court and LeBron James. You know what? She did the crime, do the time. I don't understand why we really care if she got over there and she did marijuana. That's her problem, not mine, not yours, not anybody else's. And that's
all right.
I feel.
Yeah. And by the way, do I understand back on Washington, you're in Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State. I don't go to D.C. anymore. I only go west.
You go west, and then you're listening on the app, I assume.
Every day. I never miss it. I listen at 9 o'clock every morning in my truck. I listen to you guys every day.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate that very much. And as far as basically how China and Russia operate, we certainly wouldn't say, yeah, we should do that. We want to be like them. But to the extent that they're smarter about their borders, I'm 100% with you.
mean, look at our border down there. I mean, I got a theory of why they're doing this. You're going to think I'm crazy, but everybody, I mean, I tell you why I think them people are coming across that border and this party's letting it happen. They know the people in this country are sick and tired of the way this country's operating. I'm sick of it. You're sick of it. Everybody's sick of it. But you know what? They got pretty soon, sooner or later, the army and our military is going to get sick of it too, if they're not already. All they're doing is recruiting a bunch of people to fight for them. That's exactly what they're doing, because they know sooner or later this country can't run the way we're operating. And I don't care what anybody says. November is not going to help matters much either, because they all deal together.
Great comments, Jason. Appreciate very much the fact you're listening while you're traveling, working, making that supply chain go. And stay in touch, okay?
Yep, thanks, Scott.
See if others agree with Jason. Chris and Dickinson, when we come back. Wants to talk about Tucker Carlson last night. I actually have a clip from Tucker Carlson last night because they used a clip of Senator Kevin Cramer from the Charlie Kirk radio interview that happened this week. I think that was on Monday. We mentioned that. Open phone time. What's on your mind?
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do the show from the nearby PetroServe USA on Thursday because they probably will have a good special. Well, we're going to be there tomorrow, but I can tell you about today's special, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast hot dish. What do you think's in there? A little sausage, a little eggs, a little hash brown maybe?
Good for lunch.
Sound good or what? Sloppy Joe's, too. West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. French dip sandwich, pulled pork in Valley City. Sweet and sour chicken in Harwood. Chicken fettuccine at 12th and I-29. NP Avenue, Salisbury steak. Swedish meatballs, both at the 45th store in Fargo and in Glendon. Swedish meatballs. Yulin has mac and beef hot dish. Mac and beef hot dish. Wow. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Chris in Dickinson, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you did have a clip, if anybody caught that last night with Tucker on Senator Kramer, and if it was going to be addressed tomorrow. I would call it tomorrow, but I can't because of my job. I'm not guaranteed I'd have time to do it. And I would like to have Kevin Kramer ask Tucker to appear on the show to be able to defend his comments. I think that would be an interesting discussion to watch. And also, if you could tomorrow, could you ask him if he knows what the ratio, the same question I'd ask Mr. Armstrong, what the ratio is of U.S. dollars compared to European dollars going to the Ukraine, and why is it on the U.S. taxpayers' back to do it?
Because Donald Trump isn't president, for one, who was probably more forceful on that than any other president in history. Sorry, you're going to pay your fair share of Europe. Yeah.
But Congress controls the purse strings, though. Why is Congress okaying $56 billion to go when we have our own issues at home we can be taking care of? In Eastern Europe, how much have they sent over? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I know it's a good question, and I will ask both of them that question. Senator Kramer was chapped a bit last night because he thought they selectively used his refusal to set a limit on funding to Ukraine to launch their sort of what he would call endless war narrative. Here's the clip. It's not the best quality, but I did think Charlie Kirk was on, and then Tucker came on and did a clip from Senator Kevin Kramer on Charlie Kirk's show, and they're purporting that he's saying one thing when he's really not setting a limit. Which, I don't know. You listen for yourself and see what you think here. Turn this up, Kevin, because it's not the best quality, okay?
Kirk, and explain that we have to send an unlimited amount of money to Ukraine. Why? To, quote, fight back against communist intrusion for the cause of freedom because Vladimir Putin is evil. Watch.
What amount of money is too much to send to Ukraine? Because we just did $1.7 billion more. Where's the line? Because we're up near $56 billion now.
Sure. Well, I don't know that the line is a dollar amount, Charlie. I think each request or each requirement, each demand, each circumstance requires its own discovery, if you will. I don't think we should do a whole bunch necessarily at one time. I think that we should do smaller tranches just for the purpose of renegotiating, you know, reassessing the price of letting Ukraine fall to Russia, to the United States taxpayer, and to the cause of liberty, I think is very, very high.
Yeah, fighting the communist menace. These people never update their talking points. Senator Kramer invokes the cause of liberty, and that's a phrase we strongly support.
Okay, well, what's wrong with the cause of liberty? I think that's a noble cause. Do you see what he's doing there, though, Kev? He's trying to say, when Charlie Kirk says how much is enough, and he's going to say, well, I'm not going to say, okay, well, now is enough. You look at every situation individually and decide from there, and that's being twisted by Tucker Carlson to say you can't even set a limit. You won't even do it. There's no amount that's enough. I think that's a stretch.
Yeah, I'm mixed on. We actually were out at the Water Carnival events last night and ran into a guy who's lived in the States for 19 years from Ukraine. And, boy, he lives in Seattle, Washington. That's how his accent is still so thick after living here for 19 years. We talked to him about what's going on there, and he said there's so much information that's not accurate. There's so much that he knows family and friends there that aren't experiencing, or they're experiencing it worse compared to what he's hearing here. So I don't know on any of it. I just think that, you know, there's a lot of corruption in the history of that country.
Yeah. I mean, again, the only difference between Russia and Ukraine is that Ukraine elects its crux.
Yeah, great line.
It is. And my point is this. the Tucker clip that you just heard smacks of taking his answer and assigning a different intent. You got to be really careful when you're doing that. That's all I'm saying.
True. Yeah.
I think you can have a difference of opinion, and that's fine. And, you know, a senator is not going to have the same opinion as somebody who is, you know, a commentator for a living. It's just a different animal altogether. So I'd be a little upset if I was Senator Cramer, too, to say, come on, you're doing something there that I did not, you know, give you the... You tell me. 701-258-0550. Ron Nass, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, was testifying in the Senate Energy Committee yesterday. We told you that Ron was on the program. Here's a clip from Angus King, a supposed independent, I guess, from Maine. And Angus King says, you know, you evil oil companies, you have record profits. You're the problem. Listen to this exchange.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Ross, do you think maybe some of the record profits from the oil companies might have been invested in production instead of stock buybacks and dividends? The top three oil companies made $35 billion in profits in the last 3 months. You're talking about a lack of capital. That sounds like a big pile of capital to me.
Senator King, as I mentioned in my remarks, our investors and our owners of companies who are investors in banks and others had an extremely rough period through COVID and the economic devastation of our industry. And I think the hesitancy and the rhetoric that is coming out of the agencies, the administration, makes it hesitant for those investors to want to put money back in at big numbers.
I'm not talking about investors. I'm talking about your companies that have cash in the bank, $35 billion in the last 3 months. That's money that's available for investment. You're not making that investment. You're turning it back to your stockholders.
Senator King, I think all industries should be looked at in terms of their profits and records, but certainly our companies are trying to economically recover, make plans for the future, and that's why these permits, these plans are incredibly important as we want to invest.
Do stock buybacks help?
Stock buybacks, I think, are the investors in these companies make determinations on how they should best suit their investors, and certainly that is a decision that each board
makes.
The
decision they've made is to give the money to the stockholders, not to put it into increased production. That's a decision. That's a policy decision that the company's made. I'm not talking about you personally, but the industry generally made a decision over the last 12 months to invest record profits in stock buybacks and extraordinary dividends rather than the typical pattern, which is when the prices go up and there's an increase of demand, which there was as we came out of the COVID pandemic, to make investments in production to meet demand. That didn't happen because of deliberate decisions about where to put that money.
Senator King, I think with the right policies and right investment climate, you're going to see the American shale producers.
Is your industry really that afraid of Joe Biden?
Oh, my gosh. He's just insufferable on this. And you know what? It's typical left-leaning, you know, independent here, thinking, well, you know, never mind your shareholders. By the way, their shareholders are teachers' unions, government workers, police. I mean, it's so naive of how the process works. More after this. Brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
According to Mexican President López Obrador, a number of Biden administration policies are getting out of hand. The Mexican president says U.S. gas prices are too high, and his country has been saving oil to export to the United States since the energy crisis started. Additionally, the Mexican president slammed the state of the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.N. has called it the most dangerous border in the world. As inflation is now costing Americans hundreds of extra dollars every month, economist David Ragland on Fox Now.
The inflation that we're facing, as we all know, is a combination of two things, not enough supply and too much demand. So it's going to be hot for a while.
Billionaire Bill Gates has pledged to give away his wealth. He says he's putting his money into the Gates Foundation to boost its spending from $6 billion a year to $9 billion by 2026. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. They have provided solutions to improve the air circulation. Get the bad stuff out, get the good stuff in for schools, long-term care facilities, and then do it for your business and your home. Find out more at hatandsons.com. They know how to do this for your home in an affordable way, just like they've done for the major institutions. Indoor air quality experts. H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908, hatandsons.com. My friend Dick Morris is here, New York Times best-selling author, winning presidential strategist, the man, the Time magazine dubbed the most influential private citizen in America, now written a new book called The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Hey, Scott. Great to be here. Great to talk to you.
Enjoy your time on Newsmax a lot. Thanks for doing that and being Newsmax. It just feels like Fox used to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels just like Fox used to be in the 90s before it became a zoo. The people actually like each other and there's a morale there and a sense that we're building something great. And it's really great to be a part of it.
It is. So you, the gist of your book... Say that again now?
Well, let me give you background about how the book came to be. I secretly worked with Donald Trump in the 2020 election. The secrecy was as a result of his and my request. I had known Trump my whole life. My father was his lawyer, his father's lawyer, and then his lawyer for 20 years. And Roy Cohn was my first cousin, who was Trump's mentor and sort of political guide. And in April of 2020, I called the president and said I wanted to come and help him. And the ground rules we agreed on were secrecy and no money. I was never paid for it. I didn't want to be on the campaign payroll because that is a zoo. And what this book does is it discusses a lot of the 2020 campaign strategy and tactics and thinking from the inside, never told before. But the most important thing this book does, which is why Trump wanted me to write it and was very generous in his praise about it, is that it lays out what we're going to do different in 2024, why we're going to avoid the mistakes of the past. And Trump's not a guy to put his holder's cards close to the chest. He trumpets it from the rooftops. And this book is part of that process. The essential, we all look at the mail-in votes and the absentee votes, and we say that was a device to commit voter fraud. And it was. And it succeeded. And they're getting away with it. But much more importantly than that, it was a device to increase voter turnout by getting people that don't give a damn to vote. By getting people who are ignorant, uninformed, apathetic, lethargic, not involved, alienated, who normally say screw it, to actually vote. And the thought was the core of the Republican strategy is get out the vote. And the Democrats said, to hell with that. Keep it home. As any pizza delivery boy knows, home delivery beats eating out every time. So what they did is they figured there's a couch potato sitting there looking at the television, drinking his beer. And he'll hear the doorbell and he'll go and answer it. And some bushy-tailed young kid and guy or girl are there with a ballot box. And they say, would you like to vote? Well, I don't have a pen. Well, here's a pen. Well, I don't have a ballot. Here's a ballot. And for God's sakes, you don't have to go upstairs and get your wallet to give us photo ID. We don't care. Just vote right now. And their whole approach was to get the downscale, lethargic, uninvolved voter. So the Republicans hustled all over the country and got the interested, involved, informed, intelligent voters out and got 11 million more of them than they got in 16. But the Democrats got 15 million more votes than they got in 16 because they changed the whole way America votes, using COVID as an excuse and a pretext, partially to commit ballot fraud, but more importantly, to increase the turnout. And we are going to take a page from their playbook. We have our couch potatoes, too. We're going to have home delivery of the vote. We're going to take early elections. The Democrats always hustled every single day to win that day's vote. It was September or October, not November, but we still want that day more Democrats to vote than Republicans. Well, we're going to play that game also now, and we're going to win that game. We're not going to be like the Yankees used to be, sit back and wait for the 3-run homer. We'll do a walk, we'll steal seconds, we'll advance on a wild pitch, and we'll score on a sacrifice fly. The small ball hustle. And we'll treat every day in September and October like it's election day to win that day's elections. And we'll do home delivery, we'll do mail-in, we'll do absentee. We won't cheat. We don't have to. We have a really good candidate. But we're going to play under the new rules, and we're going to win under the new rules.
So beat them at their own game is what you're saying essentially here.
Exactly.
And it was just fascinating. Now, I was in Mar-a-Lago a year or so ago, and Donald Trump said, tell all your listeners, Scott, I'm running in 2024. He certainly teases this in his rallies. He's never said it officially. Are you saying that he officially has made this decision that he is running, or is he still playing chess on this question?
Scott, he made it the day Biden was declared the winner. And we talk constantly, and there's never a moment. And if I ever asked him, are you going to run in 2024? He would say, what are you, freaking crazy? Of course, what do you think I've been talking to you about every couple of days for the last year? Of course. But there are other new strategies I want to outline. How are we going to stop ballot cheating and ballot fraud? Well, first of all, we're going to work on electing Republican secretaries of state. And we're going to get legislatures, as they've done, to pass bills eliminating drop boxes and no excuse absentee ballots and that kind of stuff and requiring photo ID. But more importantly, in a state like Minnesota or Michigan or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, where the Republicans control the legislature, I think they do in Minnesota, but the Democrats have the governorship. And the governor vetoes any real attempt to stop voter fraud. There's a lawsuit that people are not talking about called Moore versus Harper. And it comes from North Carolina, and the Supreme Court has just accepted certiorari, so they're going to hear the case next term. And it will change everything. And we'll probably win it because four judges have already agreed to hear it, which means we probably have all the conservatives. And the case came about when North Carolina's legislature passed a pro-Republican redistricting plan, and the governor governor vetoed it. No, I'm sorry, they passed it. And then the court threw it out and said, no, we want a new plan, and they approved one that helped the Democrats. And that's going ahead. The elections of 22 will be under that plan. So the Republicans sued, and they said not just that this plan is wrong, But the concept that the governor or the courts or the secretary of state or the attorney general of state can control the times, manner, and places of the election is wrong. The Constitution, you know, it's Section 4 of Article 3, says the times, places, and manners of holding elections for senator and representative shall be determined by the state legislatures, not by the governors or the courts. So if you have a state election for governor or something like that, well, then that's cool. The courts can rule and the state court can do what it wants. But when there are federal elections for president or for Congress or for Senate, the governor and the courts have nothing to do with it. No.
Even Dick, when there's an emergency, a declared quote-unquote health emergency,
we'll see what the court says. But I believe that's our contention, and I think that's what the courts are going to do. And I think that they will say that you pass these election reform bills and the governor vetoes it. Forget about the veto. Once you pass it, it's law. A good example of how that works is that in the old days, the Confederate states passed laws saying blacks can't vote with literacy tests and stuff. And then and that was state law. But then the feds came in and said, no, the Constitution allows blacks to vote, and that's going to override your state law. Well, in this case, they're saying the Constitution gives the legislature the power to determine the rules of the election. And the governor's veto does not matter in federal elections.
Fascinating.
It's as important a decision as the reversal of Roe. In fact, more important, really.
And it's next term.
Eliminates. Yeah. Because, you know, the Republicans control most of the legislature. They control 30 states with both chambers and another 7 or 8 with one chamber.
And I want to ask you, we only have a couple minutes left, Dick, and I want to ask you about when you talk about avoiding mistakes of the past, you're talking about obviously a strategy to fight on their level, which I think a lot of conservatives would like. Do you believe that Joe Biden is going to be his opponent in 2024? What else can he do different?
No, they're going to knock him out. They're going to take him out. You can see the handwriting on the wall. The New York Times is writing stories. You know, they finally did the math and figured, hey, he'll be 81. That's too old. And nobody did the math 2 years ago. But I think that they're going to replace him. And I think there will be a battle between, at first, there'll be a black candidate, probably Cory Booker. There'll be an establishment candidate, probably Pete Buttigieg. And then I think that there'll be a left-wing candidate. I think AOC will get into the race, or Bernie Sanders, but I think it'll be more likely AOC. And then Hillary will come in and save the Democratic Party from the radical left.
We want that, don't we? Don't we want that matchup?
We do. Yeah. We do. And I think that may be the matchup that we end up having.
Unbelievable. When are we going to see this official? When is he announced?
He'll announce after the 2020 elections, because 2022 elections, and probably long after, because at the minute he announces, every time he has a rally, he has about $300,000 less to spend on his campaign, because the rally counts against his campaign spending. But if he's not a candidate, it doesn't. So it's simply an accountant's math that's inhibiting this.
And of course, he said some version of that. This is fascinating. The book, by the way, get it, folks, and know the strategy, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. I know you're busy on the campaign, on the book-selling tour, Dick, but I'd love to have you back and explore this some more. It's fascinating, as always. Thank you.
My first stop. Okay, bye-bye.
You are the best. We appreciate it. Dick Morris, the book is The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. What? How was that for some palace intrigue there for you, Kev? Huh? Holy buckets. Unbelievable.
I'm going to believe it when I see it. I'm still staying on it. A lot of time left before then.
Jim, the flagpole guy, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A smoky bar on the wrong side of town. A scratched up bomb.
Larry Fleet here, huh?
Yeah.
One of the trio of Farmerly, Maddie and Tay, and Larry Fleet will all be at the Red River Valley Fair Saturday night. Give away some tickets earlier for that. Tonight, King and Country. We'll get a little King and Country in, too, before
we go. Yeah, they're Christian. Very inspirational stuff from King and Country.
Texter says, I think you should go to the kids and animals to broadcast. I like that idea. The 4-H'ers, to me, are the fair. You know, all the work they do, pretty amazing. Texture says, I hear you're asking where you should set up at the fair. Yeah, just what you want to hear about, who you know, Senator Kevin Cramer will be there, so a chance to just be amongst the fair. Tell us, you text us, and you're in the drawing for a pair of sandals, brand new from MyPillow. Tester goes on to say, I also hear you have politicians as guests. My location suggestion, therefore, is the animal barn. You can stare at the animal excrement while listening to politicians' answers, which are one and the same. All right?
I get it.
Yeah. Texter says, did you see any of Tucker Carlson show last night? He pretty much disliked what Kramer had to say. I did. We played a clip of it earlier, and I think it's fair to say that he was trying to change the intent of Senator Kramer's answer a little bit. Tucker Carlson, I think, is fine, but he's got this incredible obsession over the Putin good, Zelensky bad thing. And I don't think that his answers are as easy as that. You know, I think it's a complicated situation. I think that if you're looking for the lesser of two evils here, you certainly got to go with Zelensky in that Putin is killing Ukrainians. He is burning, you know, fields in Ukraine. I mean, how is that justifiable? I don't get it. Some folks mad at the money that has gone there. I think we're all mad at how much is being spent. And one of the questions we have for Congressman Armstrong next hour is, okay, what are we putting in versus what is European putting in? But Chad writes, how can you support what Kramer and all the rest are pushing when our country's collapsing in debt and other issues? $56 billion, really? Humanitarian aid is one thing, but funding a war with no tracking of funds is way out of balance.
Right? I saw that text. You know, that's kind of the thing. Thing to me is a, you know, the oversight is
and
doesn't seem to be there.
We brought that up repeatedly. That's tied to each one of these. I also believe, remember in the 41, there was a $31 billion, the big one? The argument there was a lot of that was replenishing our own U.S. stockpiles. So in other words,
the $8 billion to refurbish equipment that was already there.
Very early on, we pumped them a ton of equipment, and a good chunk of those billions was to say, let's restock our shelves.
And who's doing the refurbishing, and when are they doing it, and where are the numbers on that?
That's I think those are all fair questions.
That's my frustration with all of it.
We'll ask tomorrow. Bill in Williston, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, I had a question for you guys, Scott. Is it true that Biden and his administration are selling our reserve oils to China?
You know, I heard that. I don't know whether that's true or not. Obviously, he's taken strategic
every source I've
reserve.
Found is that he sold a million barrels to China from the reserve.
Oh, my God.
Been talking about it for 3 days.
Yeah. And again, I saw the allegation. I heard the story. I just didn't ever, you know, check it out. It'd be a good question, I guess, for Congressman Armstrong today and Senator Kramer tomorrow to find out.
That's just crazy.
I don't think he should be releasing. I don't think he should be releasing oil. It doesn't do any good. It's a fool's errand.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It's a feel-good thing, but we'll ask to find out. But I wouldn't. Would you be surprised, Bill? I wouldn't be surprised. Not at all.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's
no.
Correct.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, Jim. The flagpole guy is here. We tracked him down, ladies and gentlemen. Pulled him away from spreading patriotism all across the northern plains. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Huge thanks to RV Enterprises, Drake, North Dakota. Almost halfway through my installation, foundation installation tour all the way over to Grand Forks. Oh, oil leaks, brake lights don't work, but hey, I'm getting two foundations in a day. I quit eating. I found out I'm allergic to a bunch of stuff, so I quit eating all the stuff I'm allergic to and I don't have all the inflammation. Boy, I'm running 60, 80 bags a day all by myself. Me and Tripper, we're on the road. We're going as fast as we can. Still installing flagpoles. You know, I get pretty down when it comes to this stupid country. Well, not the stupid country, the stupid intellectual, you know, masters of politics that are selling our country out. And, you know, I'm just doing what I can do, and we're installing the symbol of freedom all over. And I'm praying. And I'm still reading Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 1. All of the, there's so many similarities. And to all those that are out there doing evil that expect, you know, they're doing it for power. There's treason going on. And, you know, they're not going to get away with it in the long run. Go ahead and gain your money and gain your power here, but your soul will have to answer for it. But thanks to all the good people in this this country that still exist and are working hard and making the wheels go round.
You're one of them every single day. Jim, the flagpole guy out there doing what he's doing, as you said, about halfway through his installation tour. He's everywhere. They got that limited window between the thaw and the freeze when you got to do all this, and nobody does it well, including, by the way, on our new location here, 2852 Thunder Road. If you travel to 929, you can't miss that beautiful flag display on top of the Flag family headquarters here. 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG, or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And now, spreading this across the USA with usflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, Jim.
God bless you. God bless America. God bless Ralph Bolton. Thank you.
Who's ready to rock the valley during the 10 best days of summer? The Red River Valley Fair has a whole day dedicated to rocking out with Dawkins and Lynch for the reunion. Winger, Vita Ford, Sweet, Steelheart, and Wigwam. Mark your calendar for July 17th to witness these amazing artists perform their most iconic songs at the all-finished grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Beat the lines and purchase your tickets online before prices increase and receive free gate admission the day of. For more information, visit RedRiverValleyFair.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
68-18.